Hi, this is Shauna Gray, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care on a recorded line. Did you want to go over the 2026 Medicare plans and what's new this year?
Yes, I'm interested in that, yeah.
All right.
I need to go. It's a very long session.
Well, I'll try to be as quick as possible. So if we both be proactive in getting this done quick, we won't take as long. Can you confirm your zip code, please?
Yes, it's 38233.
3823, is that Gibson County or Obion County?
Did I say 32833?
Gotcha. All right. Thank you for that. Now, Medicare does require I got it.
Okay.
All right. Now, before we begin, Medicare requires that I do let you know we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations, which offers 51 products. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state's health insurance program for all your options. All right. Now, also, Medicare.
You asked me a question. What was it?
I started to ask the question. Now, the phone number here,
Asking me where I'm from, yeah. I'm from Obion County, not Gibson County, but Obion. That was the question you asked. Okay.
All right. Now, the phone number I see here is 731-592-3278. Is that the best number to call you back if we're disconnected?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Now, also, Medicare requires that I ask, do you make your own health care decisions, or does a family member or maybe social worker help you?
Well, no. If I need to have some help, one of my daughters helps me.
Okay. All right. Also, Medicare requires I ask as well, are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you, or do you live in your own residence?
I live on my own.
Okay. And Medicare also requires that I ask also. All right. Now, since I will be reviewing medication costs, do you have medications that you are taking with you in the home?
Yeah, do I take medication, yeah.
Okay, and do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today? It will say Medicare health insurance.
Yeah, well, I got it, but I'm not at it right now, not this minute.
All right, I can still look up your information another way.
Okay.
Can you please confirm your first name and the spelling?
Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E. Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Grimes, G-R-I-M-E-S.
All right, and date of birth?
December 8th, 1960.
I'm sorry, say that again.
December 8th, 1960.
All right, 12-8-60, gotcha, thank you. One moment.
You are. Are you around Tennessee anywhere close or anything?
No, I'm not, sir. I'm way out of state.
Yeah, I was just saying that. We just got a hell of a snow here.
I know. Everybody's gotten the snow from the mid going all the way up north.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all get snow? Where are you from?
I don't get snow where I'm at right now.
No, you're probably in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And can you please provide me with your social?
Yeah, it's 414-02-9231.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and pull up your information.
Okay.
Just a moment.
Yeah, usually I won't talk to all the moms. I get about anywhere 25 to 40 calls almost every day from telemarketers and, well, stuff like you're doing. And, every day that is. I've talked to so many other people, and they get them too, they said.
Okay. All right, Mr. Grimes. Yes, all right, now I see your information here. Your address is at 5388 Old Sedonia, Kenton Road, Kenton, Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Okay, and I see you started your Part A, B, and D of Medicare, 3-1-2021.
Big what?
Just a moment.
Okay. Yeah, I just turned 65 and everything, and all of my stuff's supposed to be up to par and everything. I'm supposed to be updated on all of this stuff. And this guy was lying to me.
And I see you have Medicare, AARP Medicare Advantage Give Back from United Healthcare, HMO POS.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. A dude told me that he called me about this, said that was a good setup there, that plan. That go with United Healthcare. Are they pretty good?
United Healthcare is pretty good.
Yeah.
They are much so. I've had them before. So. I mean, there's a lot of great health. There's a lot of great health plans out there, not just United Healthcare, though.
Yes, I shop around too. But when I find somebody that does me right, you know, and gives me a good price and does me right, I go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a second here. Okay, now your primary doctor is that Lake in Clanton.
It is.
You have another doctor by the name of James Hall?
I do.
John?
My heart. Yeah.
Your heart,
yeah.
Heart doctor? And you have another doctor by the name of John Van Savage?
Well, I changed with him. I went from him to Dr. Hall, so that'd be the same answer to that one. Because I seen Van Savage in Kentucky, up in Kentucky. I'm in Tennessee. So I needed to get closer to home, so I found me a couple of doctors around here close where I ain't got to drive so far to the doctor. And I changed from Van Savage to Dr. Hall, I guess you'd say. Yeah, because Dr. Hall writes my testosterone. I get an injection once a week because my testosterone is so low and stuff. By George, it works, too. It does.
I got you.
I'm talking about making you feel better and, you know, more energy. And I've been doing it for about 3 years, 3 or 4 years now, because my testosterone the other day, when he checked it, it was at 49. Yeah. He said, I don't see how you're getting out of bed. If you go ahead and take care of you on your end, I'm talking your head off.
No worries. Now, as far as I know, everyone can use more money back in their pocket. I know if everyone's looking for that food card, but I also have to make sure all your needs are met. Now, the medicines that you're taking, are they for any particular chronic illness? Like, for example, so the chronic illness is. You sound distorted on your phone, sir.
I'm just listening. Can you hear that?
I can hear you fine. You're sounding like you were crackling up. Now, as far as... Okay, so... So the... just listen. So the... The plan you have... is with Aetna. No, the medicines you take are any of the medicines you take for diabetes, or heart, for heart or kidney issues or anything like that?
Yes, I take medicines for my heart. I take medicines.
Are you diabetic?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Also. Okay. And how often do you see your doctor? Once a month? Do you see your doctor every 6 months? Listen to the question first, please. Do you see your doctor every 6 months, every 3 months, or once a year?
Same every 6 months.
Say that again.
I said I see them all.
But how often? Sick every 6 months or every 3 months?
No. Yeah, every 3 months.
Okay, and do you drive yourself around still?
I do.
All right, and have you been to the emergency room within the past year?
I haven't.
Good, good. And do you feel you need to get your dentals, your teeth cleaned, or do you go... Excuse me. Do you feel you need to have any dental repairs, or do you go to the dentist once a year for cleanings and checkups?
Well, you could help me out right here if you wanted to, because I was in the process of getting my mouth fixed. I have no teeth, and the reason I don't have no teeth is a long while back, about 2013. I got infected with sepsis from the hospital. I was down in Memphis and back. Yes, yes. They infected me with sepsis. And, oh, man, I was so sick. I stayed sick for a while to get rid of that shit. That's some hard stuff to get rid of, that sepsis is. But they infected me with it. So they said it was my teeth causing the problem. That my teeth. Well, my teeth wasn't rotted or nothing, but I did have some bad teeth, I will say that, and everything. He told me that's where that sepsis was coming from.
What? No?
All right. That's why I had to have my teeth out.
Yeah.
So they was just going to continue making me sick. Yeah.
Understand.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the next question I have, do you wear glasses, or do you feel your vision is good?
I wear glasses, have been for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. About. You know what?
1 second. Also, your hearing, you feel your hearing as well?
No, I'm starting to fade it. Yeah, I can hear. Yeah, I can't say I don't. I can hear. I don't know how good, but because I don't know how good it is when you're hearing.
Well, you can always go check them out with a doctor that checks the hearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, before I could discuss the plan available to you, Medicare requires I remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This information won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. So talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. Now, with your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Mr. Grimes?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You should say. You've been a lot.
All right, so let's see what we have available.
They offer you a lot of additional benefits like a food card, extra dental and vision benefits, and transportation and things like that. So you definitely qualify to pick one of these up. So the first thing that I'm going to do, Dave, is just to make sure we have all the doctors and medications, in network and in the formulary. What is the name of your primary care doctor that you go to? Okay. Okay. We can, okay, so that's, do you like the one that you're going to right now? Do you know his or her name? Oh.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Just a moment, sir.
I do see one on file here, Dr. Ijaz Mayoma, Mayuna, is that what you have there? Okay. All right. So it looks like that doctor does take other plans as well. Okay. And then do you go see any specific...
Just a moment. I'm just looking at the plans here. And your current plan is not giving you any allowance currently, right? Your current health insurance is not providing you an allowance card that you could use for groceries or your bills. I'm asking.
No, I haven't received one. They keep telling me that they're going to, but you're the one that has been sensible about everything, and I can understand you and stuff, too. You do good. I'll say that. Hey. But yeah, you know what's good and you know what's bad. So put me on your good side. You take control of it because I don't know about insurance. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't.
Walmart?
So maybe. Yeah. So just do it like it was you doing it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I trust you.
Okay, perfect. So, when you go to Walmart, then go to RX. I want to let you know, you're probably going to get higher savings if you use your insurance card. So we'll get you set up that you'll get everything in the mail. And then the GoodRx could help out if there's any, but you already have a great benefit that you're getting extra help from the, from Social Security. So, as long as that medication is in the formulary, you should be paying very, very low cost.
Okay, just bear with me.
Do you take any, within the amlodipine, or blood pressure, do you take that sometimes?
I'm listening to sister over at table, so.
Nice.
She's loud.
Oh, so yeah, you should take it. I'll let you know right now, if you go fill that prescription, it doesn't cost you anything. It's $0. Yeah, I put in that amlodipine here, and I did the 2.5 milligrams, which is a generic milligram, but even if it was a higher milligram, it would not make a difference. So if you go to Walmart with this insurance, it would be $0 for you to fill that medication. Now, it looks like you have two options in your area there that works with your level of Medicaid that does cover, it'll cover, of course, your doctors and prescriptions. And then as far as extra benefits go, right, there's one plan that gives you $225 every month. That's every month that you get on an extra benefits card, and you can use that for food.
I do have a Humana plan. It does give you $170 each month that goes back to you for Social Security. So that money that you get every month, you can use however you need. All your doctors take this plan, except for one I see. I just want to confirm if they take it or not. Let me check the coverage. All right.
But I ain't changing for that much. I mean, it's still going to be the same way it was, right? Same insurance.
You wanted to continue on with your current insurance?
With what? Not my car.
And this plan will give you a nice... Let me see. I'm just checking the coverage for it.
Okay. All right. What I was trying to say is a guy called me a while back, and he was one of them people that, well, probably they would do.
He was
helping me. I called
he did what now?
I said, this guy that does the, probably the same thing that you're doing and everything, and he supposed to have me set up real good. He was an older gentleman, and I trusted him and everything, and I went his way with it like I am yours. And he led me in the right direction, I guess, because he told me after we doing what we're doing here, I got my trust in him. And, yeah. He says he got me in the right. He says he got me in the right. He said that's what he told me.
Counter item, or you could use it for like healthy groceries.
Well, I take it as well.
So,
it's not a bad plan. It's not a bad plan. It's just that you said you are looking for additional allowance that way you could use for grocery, right?
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing been up.
But you want to make sure. Let me speak, please.
Okay, go ahead.
But I also have to make sure your coverage gives you what you need because you said you do have diabetes and some other issues going on with your health. I just want to make sure your coverage gives you what you need along with the allowance. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Because your current plan only gives you $45 and you divide that every 3 months, that's not much. So the coverage is not too bad for your, well, your vision and for your part of your plan. Could use a little boost. So I'm just looking to see what's the best for you. So just bear with me, okay?
Hello. I am.
Yeah, this plan with the Humana is good.
Okay, so you can use some dental.
Okay. Let's see what the other plan with. Hold on.
Right, so
the United Healthcare, I'm just going to check these two here.
Okay.
For the denture. So you can use that towards the denture. So I know dentures and decent pair dentures are usually around that. And then.
He went to follow that guy that I talked with probably about 2 years ago. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So you can, if the plan also offers just like the money,
hold on.
Now you have a vision benefit. So you get your exam for $0. And then the Aetna plan is giving you $200.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can get yourself a nice pair of, you know, reading glasses. You can go to the optometrist and get some reading glasses with them. At the dollar, I know a lot of people do that, yeah. So if you wanted to, you'll have that, you know, I mean, you have that benefit to get yourself a pair of, you know, stats reading glasses and some detail. But yes, I know they're at the dollar store and over the counter, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then the chronic condition. So you can use that, let me just pull everything. So the plan with the higher dental benefit.
Okay, so this plan here with Humana is pretty good. I'm just going to make sure the doctors take it so it has your, you will have virtual.
Yes, because I have
I know what you have.
Okay,
I see.
Okay.
So the dental is good. $0 copay for your examinations and cleanings and X-rays, and of course, you have some allowance for any, of course, comprehensive oral evaluation, right wing. I know you said you need some dental work done, or at least get dentures. You said you already took your dental teeth out. All right. You
yeah.
$0 copay for your doctor. Okay. And hearing evaluation, if you need to get your hearing tested, you can. $0 copay for that. They have some allowance to go towards a hearing aid if you ever need it. Then you have your podiatry, if you need to see a podiatrist. Your preventative services are fully covered. That's your colonoscopy, with your blood and lab works and screenings. Vision, of course, if you get the glasses, get your eye exam. $0 copay for contact lenses and frames, and or if you're doing contacts. So you have that all in your plan. You will get also $170 each month with this plan here. I just got to make sure your doctors are, that your doctors take your matter.
I can tell you the doctors that I got if you want to know.
We just went over it already, remember?
Yeah.
Remember at the beginning we spoke about doctors. We'll go back over that in a moment.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Because I see Ali Alexander Lusk. Lakin Clanton is your primary, right?
I don't see her no more. I don't see Allie. I see that other girl.
Okay. James Hall, do you see that doctor? James Hall for cardiovascular?
Yeah.
Do you see Elliot Kerbin?
Elliot Kerbin?
Yeah, that's another cardiovascular doctor.
No, I don't.
Okay, no Elliot Kerbin, okay. Do you see John Van Savage for your urologist?
Well, yeah, that's who I was seeing, but I just switched over to the one I was telling you about earlier, Dr. Hall. He's a heart doctor, and he can write that testosterone, too. So
okay,
I quit
okay.
going over. Yeah, I quit just seeing Dr. Van Savage and got my heart doctor to do it for me, and he is.
Hey, did you want me to take John Van Savage off the list?
Yes, ma'am, if you don't mind.
Okay. I see Ali Alexander Lusk. Is that your primary doctor now or no?
Ali Lusk, she was mine in Fulton, Kentucky, but I don't use her no more. I got Miss Dr. Lakin, that one you called off earlier, Lakin Clanton.
Okay.
She's my primary doctor now, so you can take that other girl off, Ali Lusk.
So you just have two doctors right now?
I have a Suboxone doctor, too.
What's their name? Do you have their name?
Well, no, I wouldn't have to tell you that, probably, because I think I take care of that myself.
At Walmart.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just a moment. Just a moment.
Take your time.
Okay, so let's get, I just want to go over your prescriptions now. So the doctors take you mana, that's the two doctors you told me, and I need to go over your prescriptions, and you tell me if they're correct. Do you have your prescriptions with you?
Well, what should we go with, Humana or what? Still at United Healthcare, ain't we?
It's a Humana plan I'm offering to you. The benefits that I was giving to you is from the Humana plan. It shows that your doctors take, it shows me those two doctors take Humana. All right, you said you only have two doctors right now. It shows that they take Humana, so that's covered. Now I have to make sure your medicines are being covered because I see a long list here. Do you have a list of your prescriptions to make sure we got it right?
My Sandy's out. Well, I can get to him about this minute. I can just about call him off, but I won't know what's really what. Because I know I have to take them every day.
Are you taking Atenolol? It shows 25 milligrams. Are you taking it once a day?
I am.
So is it 25 milligrams or 50 milligrams? Because there's two different doses it shows.
I ain't going to swallow that, man.
Which
I
one is it?
Remember. I can't remember, really. 25 or 50.
You don't have your list at all?
It's in the house, and I'm not in the house right now. That's where my bills go.
Are you away from home?
No, I'm not over here next to my house outside, but I can go. You have to give me a little bit of time.
Are you far away from the house?
No, I'm in the same yard. It's just a little way from the house. It's walking distance. I ain't far. I'll just walk in the house and make sure we get it right.
Yeah, I don't want to make any mess. I don't. Yes, please. Yeah. I don't want to make a mistake with your medicines. Those are important.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'll have to ask my daughter about it. I want to get in there. But give me time.
Payment for urgent care
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Excuse.
What state are you in?
I'm in Florida.
Are you really?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Are you really in Florida?
I'm in Florida.
Wow. That's good. Is it so dying? All fair,
I'm sorry?
I said, is it cold then?
Yeah, it was chilly this morning, 51 degrees, but it warmed up.
Oh, we had zero temperature. Wonder.
I know it.
Yeah. Hey, you get around though.
You guys are freezing.
Yes, we are. Yeah, all right. The car, huh? And this shit is so hard of the snow that you just walk on top of the snow and don't even sink down. That's how that goes. Well, unless you stay there, he tells you.
I'm sorry? What was that?
Unless you stay busy, though.
Yeah, I keep busy.
Okay, for both. All right, I'll go ahead and let both here. Perfect. And then the Okay. So phone call. I hear you. That's usually the best. If somebody needs anything, they can always leave a message, you know? Yes. All right. And then the address that we're updating, the address on file is to, and that we're going to send the new ID cards out to is 1213 Schreiber Avenue. That's S-C-H-R-I-B-E-R Avenue in Joliet, Illinois, 60435. Is that correct? Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then preferred language, it says English, Spanish, Chinese, or other. I know it's a silly question, but I have to ask. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. All right. And then I have your Medicare number here, which you provided to me early in the call, so we're using that in the application, that you're Part A and Part B effective date of May 2023, and you are enrolled in the Medicaid program. I was able to verify that you do have full Medicaid, but give me one moment. I got to look up your actual Medicaid number, so just bear with me.
Are you there, sir?
Medicaid number.
You got your information yet?
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Let me go get my card.
I just need your medication list.
You asked for my card.
992.
Just your medication list.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Please don't get mad at me. My medication is going to be something I can't pronounce.
It's all right. If you can't pronounce it, just spell it out, and I'll figure it out.
And then the enrollment period that we're using for this application.
Okay, the first one I see on your list here that I'm looking at, you tell me if that's something you have that you're taking. Atenolol. That's spelled A-T-E-N-O-L. O L. Does it say T A B 25 or does it say T A B 50 M G? It says what now?
I get 30 of them.
And
50 milligrams.
You said Tylenol?
Yeah.
You said
a Tylenol? It's blood pressure medicine.
Does it say 50 milligrams or does it say 20 milligrams, meaning MG?
I said 50. 50 milligrams.
Okay, because it had it here twice, but a different dosage. All right, so I got the correct one. Good.
Okay.
Now, do you take bupropion? That's bupropion.
Okay, would that be bupropion's the real name for it, ain't it?
Don't you have it? Bupropion?
Yeah, he changed me over to Jardis. Jardis or something?
Jardians?
Jardians, yes, that's it. I think that's what I take, that bupropion, whatever you say.
Hold on one second, please. So, hold on. Jardians is for, it shows 10 milligrams. Is that correct for you, Jardians? It will say 10 mg next to Jardians tab.
Yeah.
All right. So that's correct. And let me see this. Bupropion. Let me just see what that's for. So Bupropion.
Did you get 10 milligrams for Jardians?
10. You told me that already. The bupropion is different.
Yeah, you listen to me a minute.
they put me on two of them now. She just upped that the other day. That Lakin did.
What?
The Dartist, I take 210. She upped me for some reason. I don't know why, but she did.
Oh, okay.
So I would be taking, 20 milligram altogether. Jarvis, 10 milligram a tablet.
Do you take it twice a day or once a day?
Once a day.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Here's,
okay.
Okay, the back to the medicine, I need to confirm because that's not the Bupreon is not a diabetes medicine. It's a different type of medicine. Do you have that there with you?
Well, what kind of medicine would it be? What is that?
It's antidepressant and smoking cessation. So it's sometimes.
Okay, that's that Wellbutrin. That's the real name of it, Wellbutrin. Yes.
Is it 3,000 milligrams, sir?
No.
What is it?
I take that Jardis. I take the Jardis over the other one.
Jardiance is different. Jardiance is for diabetes. It's two different steps. Those two different medicines are two different things.
You told me it was three different things. That's what
Jardiance is for diabetes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I take now. I don't take the Wellbutrin.
I'm not talking about Wellbutrin. It's called Bupreon. It's with a B. And it has nothing to do with diabetes.
Okay.
I know you said you take testosterone.
Yeah.
Do they give you? I see three different medicines for that.
And it's got another name in there, don't you?
I'm sorry.
Buprenorphine and Lanoxin?
Depo testosterone, I see that here at 200 milligrams.
Yeah.
I see another one that says testosterone, cypionate. Okay, so they had listed this twice. Well, and then there's testosterone gel. Are you taking three different medicines for your testosterone or one?
No, I take the injection. He done that, I guess, and my heart doctor done that. He worked less the test.
Hold on.
Okay.
So you don't take any gel cream or anything for your testosterone, just the injection. Okay, so I'll remove that one because they had too much on here. That made no sense.
Yeah, that's right.
One second.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay, and doxepin. Are you taking doxepin?
I am.
100 milligrams once a day?
Yeah.
Eliquis? It shows 2.5. Are you taking it?
The doxepin is 100 milligrams.
All right. Okay, I got that here. Now, Eliquis is the next one.
Yeah, okay. I got it right here. It's 5 milligrams. Take one a day.
5? Okay, let's change the amount. One second, sir.
Okay, take time.
There it is. Yep, they've increased it 5 milligrams. Okay, and fenofibrate, that's FENOFIBRATE.
Yeah, I hear it is.
What's the milligrams?
145 milligrams.
145. And ibuprofen for pain, 800 milligrams?
Yeah. Well, she took me off of it. That Allie Lust did. I'd been taking it, but she took me off of it. So I don't take it no more.
No more ibuprofen. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, over the counter I do, but not prescription.
Right. Isosorbide, that's ISOSORBIDE.
Yes.
Is that
Isosorbide, ER, 60 milligrams.
Perfect.
Okay.
I got your Jardians. Ondansetron. What am I saying? Ondansetron. That's another one. That's ONDAN. SETRON.
Yes, that's for an upset stomach when you're throwing up and everything. I take it as needed, but it needs filling. It really needs filling. Like I said, it's taken as needed, but it's prescription too.
Okay, is it 8 milligrams?
I don't know.
You don't see
that.
It?
What was it? Again?
I'm asking if it's 8 milligrams, 8 mg.
For what?
The Ondansetron.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
What's the milligrams?
Yeah. I think it's 10. I want to say. I ain't got it in front of me. It's somewhere up in the cabinet. So like I said, I only take that when I get sick at my stomach. So.
That's something I need to do. Why is this page so small? Okay, and also pantoprazole, sodium pack.
That's a stomach medicine.
Mm-hmm. Is it 40 milligrams?
Proton.
No, pantoprazole.
Yeah, but the generic name.
I'm asking you to pay attention to the focus of the milligrams. So I make sure I have the right amount.
The 40 milligrams.
40, okay. Do they give you a package of that, or do they give you tablets in a bottle? Okay, because they have two. Yeah, because they have too many over here, and I have to remove one of them. Okay, Protonix. So that's PROTONIX. Are you taking that or no?
I don't know. What was it now?
Protonix, PROTONIX.
I just had it in my hand. Oh. What I got for that is...
That's right. It's like a...
What is on the bottle?
This is just like the pantoprazole.
Yeah.
So it's similar to that.
That's what it is.
So are you taking both of those or just... Did the doctor replace one over the other? Are you taking proton?
No, I've been.
Are you taking pantoprazole and the Protonix, or just the Protonix over the pantoprazole?
Pantoprazole. That PANTOTRAZOLE.
Okay, I have that one. So the other one, the Protonix, are you taking that too or no? It's spelled PROTONIX.
Protonix. Damn. No, I haven't taken it. Protonix. What is that for?
It's just like pantoprazole for acid reflux for the stomach.
Okay. You see, Eric was 5 milligrams.
We already went over that. I have that on the list.
Eric was, do you guys?
We have it here on the list already.
Okay.
Are you taking sertraline?
Yeah. Unnamed for Zofa. Yeah.
Are you taking sertraline?
Yes, 100 milligrams.
100? So they gave you too much on the other one? Okay. And the Xeralto, it shows 20 milligrams. Are you taking Xeralto?
Xeralto. No.
X-A-R-E-L-T-O?
No, I'm not taking it.
You don't take it?
They took me off for the rest of it. Because I hear tomorrow.
Okay.
It's spelled ROSUVASTATIN.
What do you say? What you're saying? What's that again?
That one you just talked about. Rosoloff or Rosasta or something.
I did not mention any of those. I said Xeralto. That's X-A-R-E-L-T-O.
No, I don't take it.
Okay.
I think I need it for me.
Okay, and do you get your prescriptions at CVS, or do you have them mail ordered, or do you get them at a different pharmacy?
Yeah, they mail it to me.
Mail order? Okay.
Yeah. Hey.
All right.
I need probably to tell you about that other medicine that we're trying to get straightened out, because that is a medicine that my insurance takes care of, and that's that
what
Suboxone.
Medicine?
The Suboxone. I tell you
spell
about
that out.
Suboxone?
Yeah.
SOBOXONE.
SOBOX.
Cigna's been taking care of that.
I'm sorry?
I said, I think Cigna's been paying for that.
Yes, this is for David.
You don't have Cigna.
And the enrollment code is 06.
That's it.
Suboxone X. That's not coming up. You sure that's the right spelling? Do you have the actual name in front of you?
Yeah.
Spell that again. How you see it on the bottle?
Yeah. Hang on 1 second here. Wash your hands off. I got to grab my grandbaby right quick. Huh? What was it? With him? And you home? Okay. Okay, I need to go back now.
You got the label, sir?
Hold on. Is that all? It's Dipnol and Ranoxin?
No, you said that there was a prescription that you forgot to ask, Suboxone. I need the right spelling for it. Focus on that.
That's going to be that word. Buprenorphine and Naloxone. Naloxone. N-A-L-O-X-O-N-E.
Go back to the beginning of the word that started with a B. Spell that again slowly, please, for me.
Buprenorphine. And A-N-D. Naloxone. N-A-L-O-X-O-N-E. And it's a
single. You said B-U-T. Is that T like Tom? Or P like Paul?
P. B-U-P.
So the P stands for Paul. B-U-P?
B-U-P-R-E-N.
Naloxone. Okay. What's the milligrams?
It's going to be 8.2.
Rounded. How many times a day you have to take it?
I take it twice a day.
Do they get you 3 months supply or only 1 month supply?
Only 1 month supply. Uh-huh.
Okay, so.
And I don't want to mess that up. You know what? I really don't want to mess this up at all. I just got it straightened out.
Yeah, because it wasn't on the list before. Okay.
Then I take, which you don't need to know that, I take a vitamin, one-a-day vitamin.
Okay, that's fine. That's over-the-counter, so we don't have to add that. Is that all the medicines you're taking? Did we miss anything?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I buy the Aspens over the counter, so he got me on that 81 regiment, so I buy them, so I'm okay there.
All right.
We got Nile, we got Jardis, we got Ellisburg, we got Hopazole or something.
So I got you all your medicines. Okay. Hold on. So let's get you enrolled.
Okay. Is that plan? How much is it? Is it zero at all?
It's $0 monthly premium.
Okay.
Just a second. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm just checking something here. Okay. Thank you. Just a moment. Yeah, and this covers more of your prescriptions than the other plan you have right now. This is good. So let's move forward and get you enrolled.
Okay.
Okay, so are you comfortable with Humana saving your prescription information, sir?
Saving it, would you say?
Are you comfortable with the health insurance plan saving your prescription information? It makes it easier. It's up to you. You don't have to.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to start the information. Please answer each question clearly with a yes or no. Do I have your permission to record this enrollment? Yes or no?
Yeah.
All right, it is important that you understand the benefits included in your plan. Would you like for me to review them before we continue? Again, this is a Humana plan, and it gives $0 monthly premium, and your plan gives you $170 each month. All right, you have your medical and drug deductible. You have your inpatient, outpatient coverage. All right, your doctor, primary doctor, copay zero. You have your doctors in network. All right, you have specialty visits, inpatient, outpatient mental health coverage. Okay, you have your preventative care fully covered, and you have emergency care, urgent care. You could go to the urgent care if you choose to. It's only $15 copay. You have your prescriptions, tiers 1 through 5. Specialty tier is deductible applies. The catastrophic between tiers 1 to 5 is $0 copay. Tier 1 preferred generic, 0 to 10 deductible coverage, and initial coverage 0 to 10. Tier 2 is generic. Deductible coverage 5 to 20, initial coverage 5 to 20. Tier 3 preferred brands, deductible coverage level, deductible applies, initial coverage level 47. Okay, tier 4 non-preferred drug, deductible coverage level, deductible applies, initial coverage level up to 49%. Okay, and initial coverage for tier 5 is up to 25%. Catastrophic off the tiers is 0. All right, your information will be in the packet that you get in the mail. Remember, everything that I'm reading through this enrollment after that, not everything applies to you, okay? A lot of it's general because we're supposed to read this to our clients, all right, as the disclosures. Now, benefits, premiums, and or co-payments, co-insurance may change on January 1st, 2027. You may enroll in only one Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan at any time. You understand that enrolling in this plan will end any enrollment in another Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan. Providence Senior Care is not a government agency. The summary of benefits and star ratings for this plan can be found on the Humana website. We do not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, we represent 3 organizations, which offers 51 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state local state health insurance program to get information on all of your options. Providence Senior Care represents Medicare Advantage PPO organizations that have your Medicare contract. Enrollment depends on contract renewal. By completing this enrollment, you will submit an actual enrollment request. After submitting the enrollment, you will receive a notice of acceptance or denial. If your enrollment is approved by CMS, you will be enrolled in the plan. You acknowledge that once enrolled, you must keep both Hospital Part A and Medical Part B to stay in Humana Full Access PPO. Do you understand the benefits included in this plan? Please answer yes.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And your name is Jackie L. Grimes. All right. And your date of birth is 12/8/1960. Male gender, and your phone number is 731-592-3278. Now, is that your cell number or home number?
My cell.
All right, and the health plan may call or text you using that number. Do you prefer to be contacted by phone number or by phone call or text message?
Text message.
All right, and would you like to receive your plan materials?
Huh?
Would you like to receive your information by mail or email?
Mail.
Okay. And your address is 5388 Old Sedonia Kenton Road in Kenton, Tennessee?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
38. Hold on. Gotcha. Hold on a second. Hold on.
No, I saw my daughter.
Hold on. I just want to correct something here.
Yeah, go on.
Crawford, Erie, or Warren County? Erie. Thank you so much for that. Before we begin here, Medicare does require that I let you know we don't offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which offer 37 products in your area. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800 Medicare, or your state health insurance program for all of your options. And then before I go any further, for Medicare, does require that I ask, are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
Okay, hold on. So you don't see Allie Lusk anymore, right? And you only see Larkin and you only see Mr. Hall?
Okay.
Yeah, Larkin Clinton's the name. L-A-K-E-N-C-L-A-N-T-O-N.
Okay, I just have to do a quick correction. All right, I just have to do a quick correction. Hold on.
Oh, okay. So, do you have, like, a Medicare supplement plan? Do you pay a monthly premium
for your Medicare plan? Oh, okay. All right. So, if you do have the supplement
plan, I have to go back to what I was doing because additional benefits are for Medicare Advantage plan. So, and your supplement plan.
Yeah, a lot of people are calling.
Okay, so
how do I get at this?
Let me ask, okay,
hold on.
Do you have Medicaid and Medicare? Just Medicare? Okay. And then do you have any chronic conditions like diabetes, heart conditions, or COPD? No? Okay.
Wow.
So benefits are associated with plans that are, you know, that either if you have Medicaid or Medicare, or if you have a chronic condition that those plans do, it's a different part. However, there are other Medicaid. Have you looked into the, no? Okay.
Okay, just bear with me.
Okay, did you work? Just a regular, okay. Did you and your son shop around during the open enrollment period?
Yeah, because I think all this is going to be jacked up anyway.
I'm sorry?
I said, this is probably going to be all jacked up anyway.
Jacked up. Oh, gosh.
Hold on. Why would your prescription be messed up? You think we'd be husband and wife the way we talk? How much are the prescriptions? Are they real high? Or do they cost nothing or what? You know, the Tylenol and the fiber, but whatever, testosterone, all of that. Is that stuff going to be expensive at Madison?
Maybe your testosterone. If your testosterone is actually expensive, then of course, if the medicine out of the formulary, the doctor may prescribe a similar medicine. If they need that specific medicine, the doctor can request a formulary exception to the new plan. So please inform your doctor about the new plan and the need to for a formulary exception. That way they can actually make sure you get the medicine you need. Because your other plan wasn't covering all your medicines.
Well, that's okay. What it goes down a little bit, why I said what I did, because, you know, at first we were talking about that United Healthcare and everything. And you remember me telling you that I had done talk with an older guy about this about 2 months ago, and he said that was the way to go with United Healthcare. So supposedly he set me up in the right direction, and he gave me his phone number and told me that if I didn't, if I didn't get that plan that he set up for me, that United Healthcare, he said give him a call and let him know that it wasn't accepted, and he'll take it from there, so he told me. Are you still there?
I'm listening to you.
Okay. What was it, Kevin? Untraditional Medicare. Extra. I do. Yes, I do. That's what's been...
It's a combination of numbers and letters.
I just have a big spot. So how long are we talking with?
Okay, so I have your address here. Do you prefer your information to be in English?
Hello? The red one in blue card that you provided me, ma'am, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm going to make a decision here. I'm going to make a decision this time.
Well, whether you make a decision or not, understand that your current plan is not covering all the costs of your medicine.
That one at United Healthcare that older guy told you about called me about 2 months ago.
That's the same one I'm talking about.
He had the United Healthcare.
I know. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Your current plan, the plan you have now, is United. It does not cover all your prescriptions. The plan I'm providing to you does cover most of your prescriptions. The only issue that I see is your testosterone. And even though it may have a cost, your doctor can actually get you something that will... Let me finish something so you can understand. I'm trying to explain to you so you don't go crazy. Because if you don't understand, you're going to make a decision based off your not understanding what I'm trying to explain it to you. Now, the medicine that you need, and I understand that you need the testosterone, what your doctor can do is tell the health insurance that you need this, and so they could try and make sure it's covered for you. That's why I read to you the formulary exception.
Yeah. You put that in there, too, that it don't cover it all. It may not cover it all.
The only medicine I see is the issue is the testosterone, but all your other medicines are covered.
Okay. But then, they're not going to cost nothing to get them filled? Or maybe a copay?
You may pay a minimum copay, but that's about it. Because it's covered, basically most of the cost is covered by your insurance itself. And then, of course, GoodRx is what's at the pharmacy that helps also with the rates as well to bring it even further.
Right. Okay. Makes sense. We went right through this about 5-6 months ago, me and my daughter.
Okay.
But she... So I guess more or less, I don't know if you would know or not, but it does cover, because like you said, and it is, a damn testosterone is $600 a bottle.
That's a lot of money.
If you had to pay for it out of your pocket. And then that Eliquis is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to pay for it, it's about, I think it was, yeah, I believe it was, well, it was the Wellbutrin, Citrulline. It was about $400, Zoloft, I think it was. But all of that, the insurance, this Humana insurance is going to take care of all of that.
Let me go back to this plan here for you. Hold on.
Okay. And I lived here with my daughter and stuff, and she helped me out through times that I don't know what's what.
But that's why I was
older. Uh-huh.
That's why I asked if your daughter there, that you could feel that she should help you.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't the first time when me and you were talking so long. I was out there outside in my car. But when I come in the house, she's in here, her and the baby. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just a moment, sir.
Okay. Yes. Take your time.
Just a moment. All right, just a second. Eloquence.
I am there. You're taking. Hold on, I'm just correcting something here. Yes, because I don't want to get all this messed up. Me and her went through heck just not too long ago, getting some straightened out, it was with Humana.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't let. Yeah, I don't know about them. I really don't. I'm having to check this out. My daughter's checking it out on the phone.
Humana's good.
I don't need
they're not a bad
stuff.
Yeah, they're a good company. A lot of people like them, and they do have good coverage and take care of a lot.
Yeah.
Really...
He says that her mom-in-law and dad-in-law, they just dropped. Mm-hmm. Humana.
Why? What was their reason?
Is that what you said, Craig? How much is the what?
What happened?
Nothing. How much is the monthly plan premium?
Zero.
Zero. Yeah. Yeah. That is what you said. And I think that's what that guy said too. But as long as it's decent insurance and it'll pay for the medicines that I called off for you, because right now, pretty well, all the medicines are getting cut care of. Like I was telling you, I don't pay, I mean, not bragging about it neither, but I don't have to pay for that buprofenol. I don't have to pay for that. And what I was telling you, that testosterone was $600, I don't have to pay. I pay, $25, I think, for that. And then the Eliquis was about $300. You didn't have insurance. And with the insurance I got, that cost me $40 for the copay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then
okay. You get mail order prescriptions.
I don't have no signature.
Yeah, we're going to leave it where it's at, sir. You're right. We're going to leave it right where it's at, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Just check back at the end of the year, okay? Not a problem.
Okay, good. What was your name?
Shauna.
Shauna. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just might want to talk. Yeah. I thank you for everything.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Not a problem. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.